Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, welcome to October. What are your favorite things about October? I love October because it's fall and it always seems so crisp and fresh most days. And the lovely colors that are going on outdoors with the changing leaves. And then there's the pumpkins, both for pies and for jack-o'-lanterns. Also, all those funny-looking, interesting-looking gourds and yummy squash to eat. Those are just a few of the things. I'm wondering what your favorite things are about October. I've heard a few people say, yes, I like October, I like fall, but it's going to remind me that cooler winter is coming. Well, forget about that for now and just enjoy October. For the sports fans, of course, there's the football season really in full gear and the World Series coming up. And then there's some special soccer things going on. And if you're the outdoor kind and like to be out hunting, this is a good season for that. So lots of things lots of reasons why people might like October. There are some very special days and weeks and so on too that you might want to celebrate. For instance, October 3rd, that's today, Child Health Day. And then on the 8th is National Children's Day. Of course, also on the 8th, I hope you know that that's Oktoberfest in Atlantic or Harvest Fest, and you should be down at the depot area for lots of things going on during the day. And then it's also going to be the beginning of National Fire Prevention Week, so you can see the firemen's parade with the horses and the drummers and all that kind of good stuff. On the 10th, well, a day we don't celebrate too much anymore, but used to be kind of important in history, Columbus Day. And would you believe that October 10th is Thanksgiving Day? But that's in Canada. And then on the 16th is National Bosses Day. And I know a lot of businesses and so on do some special things for their bosses on that day. And the next week on the 23rd, listen up, that's Mother-in-Law's Day. That's the fourth Sunday in October. On the 24th is United Nations Day. And then it's also National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And National School Lunch Week, that begins the second Sunday in October. Also, National 4-H Week. And then, bet you didn't know that the 15th of October is White Cane Safety Day. Also the 15th, here's a day that I'd never even heard of before. It's called Sweetest Day. Why is that? Well, it really sounds like it should be the February 14th day, because it sounds kind of the same, but it is not just a day to be with your sweetie or that kind of sweetheart day, but it is actually a day to make others feel special. So that's kind of similar to Valentine's Day. But it's taking the time to acknowledge those who have been kind or helpful to you, to your family and friends that make your life special. And it is best celebrated by celebrating others and doing something special to make others happy. So you can give a gift of flowers or something else that you think they would like. And especially maybe some candy. Because Sweetest Day is said to have been started in the 1920s by a Cleveland, Ohio philanthropist and candy company employee. He wanted to make people who were orphaned and underprivileged happy and thought that this would be a good occasion to give them candy and other gifts. Now, there are some others who say, well, there were other candy makers involved in naming October 15th the Sweetest Day. So if that isn't on your calendar and you'd like to add it and get into the candy game, October 15th is National Sweetest Day. Just one of those things that we really, really need to know, right? So, October, lots of special things going on in October. Did you know, I did not know, and I'm not sure how important it was, that in October 2010, last year, there were five Sundays, five Fridays, and five Saturdays. And that perhaps only happens every 823 years. Now, of course, this October, there are 5 Sundays and 5 Saturdays, but only 4 Fridays. So having 5 of all 3 of those days does make it kind of special. So just another bit of trivia that you probably never will need to know. Well, we mentioned the pumpkin pie as one of the things that we usually think of in October and also in November. And have you ever made a pumpkin pie from scratch, starting with the real pumpkin insides? It does turn out yummy, and I think a little better than that comes out of the can, but that comes out of the can is very, very good, and also much faster, of course. But I think if you're a grandma and you'd like to have your grandchildren know about pumpkin pie, this might be a good time to do that. Also, what about the pumpkin seeds? Well, you could save those pumpkin seeds, wash them off a bit, and toast them. If you want some guidelines on that, if you measure out 2 cups of raw whole pumpkin seeds, you could add 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and you might want to add some salt to that, and put them in an oven at 325 degrees. Good idea to spread the pumpkin seeds out on a baking sheet and then drizzle the oil over them and sprinkle them with salt. Bake for about 45 minutes. Stir them once in a while. That kind of helps get the flavor distributed as well as the heat. And they should be lightly toasted within that period of time. So if you haven't done that before, you may not want to throw away those pumpkin seeds. Just try to toast them for a great snack. And by the way, we say pumpkin seeds, but you could do the same thing with squash seeds. They could also make a similar kind of snack as the pumpkin seeds do. And of course, you can mix them with other nuts. One of the uses that I've been making lately of the pumpkin seeds is with some bread. You can put them in the bread, but also put them on the cookie sheet, whatever you're using as your baking surface, perhaps a baking stone, and put the bread dough, it's shaped bread dough, on top of those seeds, and they then become a part of the bread, but it also keeps the bread from sticking to your baking surface. And they just make the bread kind of crunchy, and also, of course, adds a little bit of nutritive value as good flavor and that just crunchy bit. So, you might not want to throw away those pumpkin seeds when you clean out the pumpkin to make a Halloween pumpkin. Or maybe if you know a family that has some kids that are doing that and you're not going to make the Halloween pumpkin, well, you could ask somebody else to save them for you. Good way to put those pumpkin seeds to work. Whatever, enjoy the pumpkins, enjoy the fall. And here is a really short poem by Richard Green. He says, "It was one of those fine October days, free from summer's heat and haze, but not yet gripped by autumn chill. It was one of those fine October days when the sky's so clear you can see the moon through the atmosphere at midday. It was one of those fine October days when the trees sport yellow and red instead of everyday summer green. It was one of those fine October days when one draws a deep breath and is grateful to be a resident on Earth." That's October in joy.